It's recording.
Okay. Sure. Why don't you kick us off?
All right. Hey, everyone. My name is Jevin. I'm here with
Joe Mellon.
Joe Mellon. Yes. My name is Jevin Walte. And we love testing things. We love helping people build businesses, test their business ideas. But we love helping people not waste time when they build stuff.
Yes. Waste is bad because it's your time and it's really important to the business. And so using your time most efficiently to build your business is great. And that's why we're here. We're here to make this podcast to help people, you know, test their business and just demystify the process of testing your business and building a business. Today, we're going to start out with Jevin's actually going to be the one with the business idea today. And we're going to go through the process with his new business idea. So I think, Jevin, you're up. Let's hear what this business idea is.
Sweet. I love Slack, and I love Slack bots. I think this is a super interesting industry. So for those that don't know, Slack is like one of the fastest growing enterprise, or I think the fastest growing enterprise software out there. And what it is, it's basically a chat room for businesses. It's a chat room for businesses to allow people to be more transparent, have more collaboration, and that's kind of it. But what's actually happening is they're becoming almost like the operating system for businesses. It's a central place for notifications of things that are happening in your business. Lots of interesting things. So what a Slack bot is, it's a virtual user that you can add to your chat, and you can type to it, and it'll do cool things. So you can have a Slack bot that says, you can just say, hey, Slack bot, pizza bot, can you order me a pizza, one large pizza, large, to my office in 30 minutes.
So you could literally chat message with a pizza company and get someone to deliver you pizza.
The cool thing is it's a pizza company, but it also might be a robot. It might have like artificial intelligence to understand what you're trying to order, and it might learn from you. You might say, hey, order me a pizza, and it'll actually just say, hey, do you want the same large pepperoni and anchovy pizza you got last week sent to your office? And you can just type in yes.
Okay, awesome. So you sold me on that, so I get it. So chat. Slack is a chat room for your business, for enterprises, and it's growing very quickly, and you can plug these applications into it that you can talk with. Okay, so what's the idea?
So the idea I have is I think that small companies, maybe 20 people and under, they don't have a strong HR team yet. So there's always workplace conflict. People are often frustrated. We know that I think 60% of employees are really upset with work. I could find the study and post that in the show notes later. But they just don't know who to talk to about it. And often you just find like your colleague that you're buddies with and just start ranting to them and venting. And then they get all frustrated with the company too. And so you have like this downward spiral of employees that are angry at life and the company. And so what I thought is we can put a Slack bot into Slack that everyone's using anyways, and you can talk to it, and it could be like a real therapist or like a conflict management person, and they can awesome. Help you solve your workplace issues.
Okay,
and
awesome.
No one else has to know about it. You don't have to complain, and it could be really cool. I don't know.
Great.
What do you think?
Great. I like it. Okay, so let's see if I can boil that down. Okay, so
sure.
It's a Slack bot for maybe 10 to 20 person companies that
yep.
don't have a big HR department yet to help them with HR related things, such as just, you know, talking with employees, working out issues. But it's something basically in the HR space, and that's human resources, for kind of smaller companies, 10 to 20 people. And
yeah,
the hypothesis is that the idea is that, you know, that they would pay you for this. Is that the idea?
Yeah. So, I mean, there could be different models. You have the pay per month for like unlimited requests from all your employees, or maybe you pay per issue. So kind of like pay as you go. Maybe you have a really happy company, and so you never have to pay to have people's problem solved, or maybe you have a really upset company and so they use the service a lot. But I think this could be really interesting for CEOs, because otherwise people don't have anyone else to go to or
awesome.
An unhealthy
okay.
venting experience.
Great. Awesome. Okay. So let's just try to make it really simple for the process of learning. So we're going to go forward, and let's just say that it's the business pays for this, maybe on a per user basis, because that's kind of a standard Slack thing. Does that sound like something we could just start testing?
Yeah, that sounds like a good fit for a business.
Okay. Awesome. Great. So basically we have the idea, which is a Slack bot that helps with HR related tasks like questions, maybe concerns, listening to people. In a smaller company, 10 to 20 people. And the idea is that the companies would, in some ways, pay for this. Yes?
100%.
Awesome. Okay. So out of that, like for that business, let's list some of the issues that, like, you know, some of the ideas or some of the assumptions that that business model is based on, that if they were wrong, you know, this business just wouldn't work.
Sure. Part of the issue is, will people pay for it? Maybe CEOs don't actually care when it comes down to it. They don't care about their employees' happiness and feel that they should be able to sort out their own issues, either between employees or something else, so that the CEO actually does not care if their employee does not want to pay for solving their employees' problems. That would be one assumption.
Let me dive into that a little bit easier, because they could care about solving their employees' problems, but not care about solving their employees' problems through a Slack bot.
That's true. Yeah, maybe right. Maybe that's true. Maybe not through Slack bot. They feel more comfortable doing it through the phone or any kind of another medium.
Yeah. So I'll just be really specific on this. So, like, we need to test if business owners would like to solve their employees, you know, I guess, happiness issues through a Slack bot, and if they'd pay for that.
Right. We know that this actually exists. It's very common for, like, pay and benefits companies to offer this over the phone. So an employee could phone in 24 hours a day if they're feeling unhappy or suicidal. So this does exist, but probably not as a Slack bot. So that's a new thing.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So do you feel like that's probably a good assumption to just start with on this?
I mean, it's one of the assumptions. There could be others. I'm just not sure if it's the top one. That's all.
Okay. Why don't we just come up with two others and then we'll go back on it. And then I'd like to get this wrapped up in the next 2 minutes or so.
Yeah,
so
sure. So that's one. The other is, would people use it? I mean, we just mentioned the CEO may not want their people to solve it through the Slack bot, but maybe he's happy to have them do it. But are people comfortable talking to a Slack bot? Because there are maybe some issues related to anonymity. Maybe the CEOs are able to, once that person leaves, they'll be able to see everything they chatted about. I'm not sure. I think there's some compliance regulation around that. But that's more of that's another logistical issue that needs to be solved. I don't think that's the top assumption, though.
Okay. Any other ones in there?
No. I think actually, more than I think about it, I think it's probably that the CEO will pay for people to solve problems through Slackbot.
Great. Awesome. Okay. So we've agreed on that one. Now let's spend the last, you know, minute and a half here brainstorming some ideas of how to test that.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll start us off.
Yeah.
Talk with three CEOs.
Three? Only three?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out. You can build. It could be more.
Sure. Okay. Three's pretty good. Yeah. The question, you know, the issue I have is I'm not really sure what to ask them, because everyone, if you ask them, hey, do you care about your employees' wellness? They're all going to say yes. Only the biggest douches will say, no, I don't. Right? So what? So you can say, hey, do you care about your happiness as employee happiness as an opener? And then, you know, do you want a Slack bot to solve employee wellness? Like, I guess I'm not sure what to do next.
Well, there's two ways of going about it. One is, or at least from my opinion, there's one way of going about it. It's just like showing an actual prototype or like something where it's just saying like, okay, would you pay $5 a month for each of your employees to be able to have an anonymous chat bot, you know, or something like that, or a chat bot to talk with an HR professional if they have any questions? Mm-hmm. You know, like that's just like, would you do that? It's $5 a month per person, you know, yes or no. And the other one is, you know, kind of more of a user research study where you actually go in and you kind of like watch people using Slack and you kind of talk about them more involved. And I guess for this setting, I think that we're kind of going for things that you can, you know, build in a day, just like really fast. So I would say probably going for more of the first one where we kind of set them up for questions that they can, that we think that they very well may say no to, which is okay. And just go with that.
So I think there just has to be the opportunity for the open-endedness to say, why not? Sure. You know, because I think a lot of them will say no, exactly. Just because I know lots
exactly.
of
why
fail.
Is
so,
the, why
so if we
is
have access
most...
to them and we have permission to ask them why not, then I think that could be really helpful.
Yeah. Do you want to buy this? Why not?
Right.
Great. That would be awesome. And I think that, you know, if, you know, I said three, I mean, cause our goal is to get this done and, you know, maybe like a couple hours of work. Do you think that's a good estimate, or do you want to go for more?
I think I want to go for five. I'm feeling adventurous.
Ding, 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 well, ding, ding. I think we need to have some sound effects in this guy.
I think because I have access to a lot of Slack channels already. Yep. I think it's going to be pretty easy just to interview them through Slack itself. How about that for meta? And then I think that could get some conversation going.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I would say that I think we have a good idea of the test. So we're going to come back with how many people did you actually talk to? Out of the five of them, how many said that they would pay for it? How many said they wouldn't? And for the people that said they would, why? Mm-hmm. And for the people that said that they wouldn't, why? And then that's what we're going to come back to, you know, after a couple days of testing.
Super. Okay, let's do it. Yeah,
that's awesome. Let's go get it. And good luck. I love the idea. Let's go get it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we're back after a day of testing, and we're here to check in on Jevin's progress. So let's get started. First off, Jevin, how many people did you talk to?
So I talked to a total of five CEOs, which is actually, I think, what I set out to do.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Okay. And then out of those, big drum roll, how many of them decided that they wanted to buy?
Zero. Zero were ready to buy on the spot. So let me just go through kind of the question that I asked them. Initially, I wanted to have like an opener question to ask them if they have like how their employees right now would deal with workplace conflict. But I think it was a bit too personal. And so people were kind of weirded by that. So that was only the first person. They're like, what are you talking about? And so instead, I just kind of pitched a little bit of my idea to them to see what their concerns were. And so I called it a real workplace happiness coach in Slack that employees could direct message to share their workplace issues, such as conflict with coworkers, job dissatisfaction, and then the coach would help equip them to resolve those issues. And this would cost the company $5 per user per month. So that was the approach that I had. I asked exclusively through Slack and email to either companies or CEOs who I knew personally or that I was introed to. So that's where that was at.
Awesome. Okay. And so for the people that were not ready to buy or, you know, said no, why? Why did they say no?
Right. So a lot of them were concerned with who is this person? Like, is it Jevin, you know, this unqualified entrepreneur, engineer, fast mover type guy? And the reality is no, of course. It would be probably a certified mental health person or coach or therapist of some sort. But the other issue was, how are they going to approach and help the employees in a similar way of the culture that CEOs are trying to already build? So, you know, if the organization is really valuing transparency you know, strong communication skills, I guess most organizations would be like that, then how can I assure them that the coach would be trying to resolve the issues with those same values in play? So that was one concern that two of the five had brought up without being asked about culture and that type of thing. One of them replied and said, it sounds insanely complex. Which I was really surprised about. I didn't dig into that too much. This person's known as being a bit like pretty abstract thinker and wasn't very like down to earth to begin with. So I'm not discounting it, but I didn't dig into that much at all. So two of them were like that. And then two other CEOs said they didn't think that this would be very helpful for them at all. So either likely one CEO said because there's only six people in the team and they all sit around a table together. And so they get to know each other really well. One person's dedicated to keep the projects going along smoothly. And they seem pretty on board with one another.
Awesome. Cool. So it seems like some big learnings there were that, you know, some people really were worried about culture. And the other learning was that, you know, depending on team size, maybe a smaller teams just really didn't have as much of a need.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Great. Awesome. Cool. Well, and I actually talked with a local startup celebrity, Jason from Bento, and asked him some similar questions about this. And let's go listen to that now.
Okay. Awesome. We're here today with Jason from the CEO of Bento. So Jason, you want to tell us a little bit of about Bento?
Sure. We deliver delicious Asian food in San Francisco, catering through our app. So multiple ways to get our food.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. So we are calling you today so we can get a little user feedback on an idea that we're testing. And that idea, well, first off, it's a Slack bot. So do you use Slack?
We do.
Okay. Awesome. So the idea for the idea is a Slack bot that helps your employees with their HR questions so that an employee can, chat the Slack bot. And if they have any issues at work or any HR questions, they can ask that and then they can get it answered. So would you use that?
So what's a good example of an HR question that they think an employee would want to ask? Maybe we're too small. We don't really have many HR, at least not that I'm aware of, not too many HR related questions that come up.
Okay. Okay, so I guess maybe one would be, can I take a vacation? Maybe that's one. I'm not exactly sure of them myself, so that's a good point. Do you have any HR questions that people have asked you in your company?
I'm trying to think of the last one. They honestly don't come up too often. And again, we're very small, so there's only 7 of us, and
okay. We've
been holding the team pretty tight for the last few months. We haven't been onboarding or anything like that. So no, I can't really think of many HR questions that have been coming up, but they're just slipping my mind.
Okay, cool. And then so would you pay for this service?
Right now, it's unlikely. Maybe once we're a bit bigger and these type of things come up more often, maybe it will make more sense then, but probably not for now.
Cool. Okay. Thank you so much for your candid feedback, and we all wish you the best with Bento.
Thank you.
So that was super. I was not expecting you to do that, and so that was really great that you did. So what's your thought on his feedback?
Well, first off, I noticed that when I talked with him, I didn't really know what HR really meant. And second, I noticed that, it didn't seem like he had a huge HR problem right now because he was also in the 7 to 8 group. But what was interesting for me was when I asked him about HR and he said, trying to remember the last time he heard about HR, he mentioned that onboarding was onboarding, which showed to me that, onboarding might be a place of opportunity because that seemed to be like the big part of HR that he dealt with.
That makes a lot of sense. The thing that I noticed was when you said HR question, I think it wasn't really clear to him what that meant. In one way, I think it's great that it's really open-ended because we did discover that issue with onboarding. But in the same way, you weren't able to target him towards the problems that I feel exist and that I'm trying to solve related to employee dissatisfaction, inter-employee conflict, these type of things. And so I wonder, though, if we had asked him specifically about those two things, if we would have received a different answer.
Cool.
But that just shows, sometimes when you ask different questions, you get different types of answers, I guess.
Awesome. And the next steps is, Jevin, the big question, are you going to keep testing this product?
The answer is yes, I'm going to keep testing. I'm not sure what's next for testing, maybe a landing page, maybe building a very small technical piece out, but and maybe just having more conversations, but I definitely want to keep going to see if there's an opportunity here.
Awesome. Okay, well, I think that wraps us up. Jevin, you want to close us out for this version of the podcast?
Sure. So Joe and I have been really had a lot of fun putting this podcast together. This is the first one that we've done. We're still trying to figure out the format that we want to take because part of it is what's the best value that we can provide to the listeners. And so listen to it. Let us know what you think. We're really looking for feedback. We truly test everything, including our podcasting. Especially if you have a business or you have an idea, and you're trying to move it forward and you're maybe not sure what approach to take next, we'd love to have you on the show for just 5 minutes, and we'll help you come up with a test that you can execute on. And then the next day, we're going to give you a call to find out the results. So if you want to come on, you've got to commit. You've got to do it. You've got to run the test. But you'll get like two experts like us helping you out. So that would be a blast. Any closing words, Joe?
No, just really excited and looking forward to doing the next one. So thanks so much for everybody for listening. And yeah, we very much welcome your thoughts, and good luck building your businesses. Woohoo!
Woohoo!